You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got it all going on. I'm talking about the local, the state, the national, and just like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, you may hear some noise in the background. You might hear some additional static. My voice might sound a little different. I am actually operating remotely today, broadcasting from an undisclosed location, which I'm not allowed to divulge. And I'll tell you more about that in a little while. But the bottom line is this. Going to have a good time today. Got a great show laid on for you. But more importantly, Boomer's on the board. Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Hey. Well, if you're watching the actual live stream, video stream, you look like you're in a little cave. You got a door behind you. And I'm here in our nice office looking out on the beautiful golf course. So, I mean, I'm going to say I haven't made today.
You know what I don't have? I don't have coffee. Oh. I don't have any coffee to start me off with.
You don't have coffee? How could you
not
have
coffee? We may not be able to do the whole show, but the bottom line is this. We are broadcasting remote, and I'm having a good time already. And by the way, I'll go ahead and give you a hint. I've been sitting for the last 2 hours in a bridesmaid's room. That's where I've been setting up the show. in a bridesmaid's room. Oh my gosh. All right. Hey, listen, we got a great show laid on for you. Just so you know, a good friend of mine, Greg Davis, who is the host of Priority Talk, which some of y'all that listen to us on 101.1 out of Birmingham, you probably hear his show coming on after mine. But Greg Davis will be in and out. He'll pop in later on. I may have some other guests as they come and go. But other than that, it's just me and the boom. And boy, we got a whole triple dipper, so hit it.
The Triple Dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the Triple Dipper. Three stories, three themes, if you will, that you got to know as we run today's show. So number one, I'm going to talk about it, election integrity. Election integrity. I mean, wow. This is not an issue that's going away. Everybody still remembers 2020, regardless of how you feel about it. The bottom line is this. No one should be able to argue with the idea that the laws regarding elections should be pretty solid, should be pretty sacred, because elections matter at every level. So we'll talk about that. Election integrity, number one on the Triple Dipper. Number two, I'm just calling it the Swamp Watch. So, yeah, I mean, it's one thing to know what the major headlines are out of D.C. It's another thing to hear about some of the stories that are running below the surface. And so I'm just going to tell you, there's a half a dozen things that people don't always catch. And so we try to catch them in between. You got to know the Swamp Watch. You got to be able to see it clearly and know what's what. So we'll talk about that. Number two on the Triple Dipper, the Swamp Watch. And then lastly, I didn't get to it yesterday. And assuming we have time today, the intent is state versus state. What does it mean to have state metrics? How do you measure whether your state is successful? Are you doing things right? What are your education rankings? What are you looking at here? Anyway, all said and done, we're going to talk about where Alabama ranks and what other states are doing. And oh, by the way, what does U-Haul say about where people are moving to? State versus state is number three on the Triple Dipper. Text lines are going to be open the entire time, 833-687-4448. That's 833-68-RIGHT. You can text it in or call it in. I can see that Jeff from Indiana has already given me a hard time, but that's all right. I can go with it. But let me move over here to my opening comments, the Right Side Way monologue. And I got to remind you guys, and we're proud of it, that Southern Immediate Care is the sponsor of the daily Right Side Way monologue. 7 days a week they're open. 7 days a week, Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics that spans all over our listening area. You need help on a Monday morning, a Saturday morning. It doesn't matter what morning, you can go and find them. All ages, geriatric to pediatric, I always say. Southern Immediate Care, sponsor of the daily Right Side Way monologue. All right, let me just jump right in. So in the age of streaming TV and on-demand everything, there's something that, in my opinion, kids these days, they just don't have. So we're in an era right now where they can get entertainment from a smartphone in their pocket that they don't even have to wait for. Kids today can pause live TV, they can repeat their favorite shows, they can watch them wherever they want to, and that's fine. But there was something special, y'all, about having to wait just a bit when I was a kid. Something special about waiting to that special extra morning that you got when school was over. Nothing was more sacred to a kid than Saturday morning cartoons. Yes, sir. Waking up on a Saturday morning was so much easier than waking up on a school day. I mean, it was not uncommon to be up before the parents, straggle down the hall in my PJs, sit on the floor watching the stuff you waited for all week, talking things like Bugs Bunny and Johnny Quest and Super Friends. And occasionally you get those weird one-off shows like the Banana Splits and HR Puff and stuff. And yes, I know I just dated myself. I had my favorites. My brother had his. But there was only one TV with three whole channels. And we had rabbit ear antennas that you had to move around a bit once in a while to get the best signal. And by the way, don't tell me that some of y'all didn't ever have a coat hanger on your TV like an antenna. But in the middle of the cartoons, there was this little bonus that would come on periodically. A little three-minute cartoon ditty they called Schoolhouse Rock. Now, I love Schoolhouse Rock. I thought it was cool. The songs were catchy. I could sing some of them still today. Things like, you know, Conjunction Junction and Zero My Hero and Elementary My Dear and Lolly Lolly Lolly, Get Your Adverbs Here. What I didn't know was that Schoolhouse Rock was broken down into sections with about a dozen different cartoons each, divided up into things like Grammar Rock, Multiplication Rock, Science Rock. But the one that I liked the most was a section they called America Rock. And with one of them being my all-time favorite, I'm Just a Bill. Y'all remember it. I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. Well, y'all, it was Civics 101 for kids. I mean, they were teaching us about American independence, the U.S. Constitution, the branches of government, the Electoral College, how to vote. It was good stuff, and it sunk in. So the interesting thing, though, is that a friend of mine sent me a text yesterday. Thank you to Stephen from Huntsville. He listened to the show in the Huntsville area. He said that Nickelodeon is coming out with a modern version of Schoolhouse Rock. Huh. But he also said that he heard that a few of the lyrics on one of them, and he began to wonder if it was going to be okay. He went and found some of the lyrics online. Didn't seem as bad as he had thought initially, but obviously his red flags were flying. And I got to admit, I get it. I mean, it's a crying shame, but in this age of wokeness and library madness and critical race theory and SEL counseling, I got to admit, I'm a bit jaded myself. I find myself erring on the side of caution because it seems like even the most innocent of things are being co-opted by a liberal agenda every time, every single time. So I decided I'd check out this new Nickelodeon thing, this newfangled version of the classic Schoolhouse Rock. Well, the overall title is called Well-Versed. That's what all of them. Schoolhouse Rock was the umbrella title for those. Well-Versed is the ones they use now. And sure enough, they have an initial focus on cartoon civics lessons, catchy little songs. I watched one of them like a scary old man ready to yell at pesky kids to get off my grass. I was dubious, man. And it wasn't as good as Schoolhouse Rock, but, you know, it didn't seem quite so bad. I tried to find something in it I didn't agree with, but it seemed to be moving in the right directions, what I could gather. Well, they got about a dozen of these well-versed civics cartoons that teach kids about everything from voting to how the branches of government work to why we have laws and more. I was getting a little bit less jaded. So far, so good. Then I saw a press release that First Lady Jill Biden was promoting the rollout of these well-versed cartoons. Okay. But she is the First Lady, and whether I like it or not, being the First Lady of the United States makes her a bit of a celebrity, so I guess it makes sense. I mean, maybe they would have had Melania Trump if they had come out with these well-versed series a few years ago. Anyway, but I dug a little deeper, and then it got a little less rosy. You see, it appears that one of the driving forces behind the development of Nickelodeon's new well-versed kids series is a 501c3, a company called iCivics, and that ain't good. iCivics is a 501c3 founded by former Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. It's heavily supported by the Bill Gates Foundation and the left-leaning Silicon Valley Community Foundation. It has a mission of teaching and promoting civics education and to encourage students to become what they call active citizens. Okay, that's not bad, but it depends on how you do it. So in February of 2021, I found an article had been written by National Review. It did a piece on iCivics, in particular, on their executive director, Louise Dubey. Dubey is quoted as saying that iCivics is committed to, quote, pointing out institutional systemic racism and teaching about our institutions. The National Review article goes on to say then that iCivics has been instrumental in developing a critical race theory-based curriculum used in Illinois, but that their intent is to broaden their reach by working with other state legislatures. Here's the quote, quote, there is a policy window that's open for us to do something more. We've made some big strides in Illinois. Now we need to do it everywhere. Well, the Illinois curriculum they're talking about and developed, the one that they touted, iCivics denounces things like colorblindness and saying that things define students from a white normative stance. I mean, why is all that thrown in for kids? It questions why any parents would question anything and says that the parents should go to resources like the 1619 Project, you know, the group that says that slavery is why we exist. The author then concludes by saying, iCivics is an organization that's cloaking progressive political activism and critical race theory under the soothing and popular heading of civics. Oh, man. I mean, I want so much to know that my grandkids can watch something that has no agenda attached to it. Or at the very least, that I know where it's coming from as opposed to a hidden agenda from activists that pose as educators. But this is why it's so important to have parental involvement in our kids' lives. It's so important to stay on top of things, to do a little bit of research, to figure out whether or not something that looks shiny and good is really just trying to worm its way in with another ulterior motive. Y'all, conservatives have been making some great material for kids of late, but they don't try to hide it. They tell you up front that it's coming from a conservative worldview. Like the folks at Daily Wire, who recently went live with their new children's entertainment platform. They call it Bent Key. So Jeremy Boring, who founded Daily Wire with Ben Shapiro, he said the other day, he said, quote, "We have actual children, actual kids. And instead of letting them live in a world of imagination, adventure, joy, and wonder, we want to use them as political props. We want to see them march in our rallies. We want to hold them up as some sort of symbol of the struggle against, you know, entrenched power struggles or whatever the in vogue terms are," he said. He said, what they believe at the Daily Wire is that actually, why don't we let adults be adults? And why don't we let children be children? Y'all, I so agree. Now, Schoolhouse Rock, that was where it was at. It was simple, straightforward. The only agenda was about learning about those immutable topics, things that can't be corrupted. What a wonderful thing. And I'm dubious when I see new stuff come out, because there always seems to be an agenda. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, there you have it. Saturday morning cartoon, Schoolhouse Rock, man. And I'm telling you, I guarantee you, some of y'all are singing those ditties in your head right now. But listen, it is absolutely imperative that we as parents never take for granted that when something comes out and says it's good, you got to check it anyway. It's like looking in the bag to see what kind of candy your kids brought back from Halloween. You just check. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.